Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
BT, and welcome to the Successful Mind Podcast. You're probably wondering why you're hearing me today and not David. Well, today we wanted to share with you a new show within our show where we're going to begin featuring more of David's live events and the many speaking engagements he's a part of. We call this David from the Stage, and we do hope you enjoy it as much as we do. So sit back, listen, and learn.
I'm going to tell you a story, because this is what I'm going to be teaching you today and tomorrow has been like a 20-year journey for me with a really interesting outcome that just actually happened. So just bear with me on this. When I started my company, the person that I went to train to learn how to do my industry as a business, to really learn the ropes, he was not really into marketing. Like, outside of small circles of companies, you wouldn't even know who the guy was 20 years ago. Because he wasn't like a Tony Robbins or something. He really worked inside of organizations since the 60s. And when I talked to him about marketing, he was like, I don't really market. He's like, I'm going to show you a way to help companies where, not that they don't need marketing, but especially for if it's a small business, or if it is a sales team, that they can get to their customer faster and with more impact than their competition. And I was like, okay, so what is that? And what it was basically, wasn't something like it was mysterious or weird or anything. People had been doing this for a long time. It's just the way that it was done and the way that it's done today has changed dramatically. And that's basically finding out where your ideal client is and then meeting them in a way where you're postured as an expert, so they see you as an expert, and they're already in the mind frame of wanting to buy. So for me, this is pre-internet. Not that the internet wasn't there, but people weren't using it like they are today, for sure. It was going to places. It was speaking, for the most part, for me. Speaking on other people's stages where my ideal client was. And that could be a lot of different places, because I work in a lot of different industries. And it worked. And it still works. Like, it's still a great way to do it. And then as the internet started to progress, What I saw was that people were going all to digital marketing, and people were making millions of dollars selling digital marketing classes and programs, and some of the people that were pretty hardcore direct marketers that had been around for 30 years were pretty much saying that the idea of branding was dead. And unless you were like a Coca-Cola, that you didn't even need to be concerned with branding. So there was this little battle that was going on in the industry of teaching people how to be successful solopreneurs or entrepreneurs or whatever it is. And pretty much everybody was saying that the branding was dead. Well, there was something that I noticed that I thought was really interesting. It really fed into the insecurity of people that didn't want to sell. So they wanted to get in business. They had some kind of a product or service. They probably shouldn't have been in business, because they really didn't want to interact with the client in any kind of way where they could be rejected. So then they had, you know, they had to get over all of that crap in their life in order to be able to do it. But there were so many people that weren't, and they were relying on the direct marketing that takes place over the internet that we see today and that really started really hardcore about 15 years ago. And I was speaking on some stages back then, and I was telling people that it's fine to use that marketing, but when the day comes that it's no longer effective, you're going to be in real trouble because it's the only way that you know how to get clients. You have not mastered the one-on-one interaction with people to the degree where you'll be able to stay in business. And whether that's being in front of a room of people or literally interacting one-on-one in whatever way that you meet that individual is going to be a really big deal for you to learn how to do. Well, so many people didn't listen. And I can't tell you the number of people that I knew 15 years ago that are no longer in business today, primarily because of that reason. And the reason is that the competition that has exposure today because of social media it's almost like a crisis level, right? So last year, going back about two years, Steph and I really started looking into we knew that this was reaching a critical mass stage. So we started really looking into where is this going? Because if you're a business owner, you got to be able to project out into the future and know what you're going to do. If you wait till something's seriously wrong, then you end up in a lot of trouble. So I really kind of doubled down on it the last 12 months, and I've been spending a tremendous amount of time learning from people that really are on their game to try to determine, how are we going to be marketing in 5 years? How are we going to be selling in 5 years? How are we going to be selling in 10 years? And 10 years is probably too long of a projection because I don't think 10 years ago we had any idea that social media was going to be what it was today. Like, you remember when Facebook first came out and you were kind of like, it's like a toy almost. You know, everybody was just screwing around with it. But it's created a problem for business. And the problem is that you're now competing with everybody that does what you do, at least throughout the United States, if not all over the world, depending on what it is that you're doing. And those people have the ability to reach your customer base where before they would not have that ability. So this is something that is extremely important if you're going to stay in business for any period of time. You can no longer deny what's actually happening on the internet because it is going to take people out so fast. And we see this happening currently, right? Uber's taking out taxis, right? I just got back from Denver, and when I was at the airport, there was this huge line of taxis, you know, like in the taxi aisle, like when you get your luggage and you come out. Nobody was taking the taxis. Everybody was standing there with their phone waiting for the Uber to show up. And we were talking to a guy, and he was like, it's just getting worse. Like, it's constantly getting worse. They're just going out of business. So the point is that you have to be looking at what is going to replace the convenience of what you do tomorrow. It's probably already creeping up on you, or you're experiencing it now and you just don't even realize it. Maybe some of you do. Who's having a problem now? They realize that they're having a problem. Some of you do. Okay, good. One of the things that you're going to see disappear very shortly is convenience stores. And it's happening because of technology. Because you can on your app, you can get any one of the services to deliver you toothpaste in 20 minutes. And you don't have to leave the house. So in a short period of time, they'll all be gone. And those are stores that people have traditionally built family businesses around. And there's millions of them, and they're going to be gone. Completely gone. Completely irrelevant. So you have to think to yourself about what you do, and you can't be ignorant around the idea that what I do will never be not needed. It probably will be needed, but the question is, how will it be delivered? And what's going to set you apart from everybody else that does what you do. So when I first got into business and I was studying, and I was studying the universal laws, and I had a really great mentor, he really instilled in me the idea of giving first. That's how the law works. You give, and then the universe returns. And you really need to put that in your mindset. Like, it needs to be a way that you think without thinking. That's always behind everything that you do. How am I serving my client? How am I serving my potential client? And I've practiced that my whole career, and it has been extraordinarily lucrative. And when I see other people, like, how many of you have been in business, you're doing whatever it is that you do, and you hit a place where you're stuck and sales slow down, right? How many of you tighten the purse strings when that happens? Come on, be honest. Right, wrong thing to do. Wrong thing to do. If I ever get in a place where things slow down, I go out and spend a ton of money. Ask Steph, she'll tell you, every time. And the reason is because when you do that, you're sending a message to the universe saying, I don't believe in this lack that's coming in. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't do anything else. But I refuse to let my mind go into that place where you start to doubt and worry about what's going to happen. And I tell people this all the time, and they don't do it because they get stuck in fear. So I had an interesting experience a couple of weeks ago. Back in February, I signed Steph and I up to go meet with Gary Vaynerchuk. Who knows Gary? Everybody knows Gary, right? So I've been watching what he's doing. I met him. I used to watch Wine Library TV when he first had it out. And then him and I spoke on a stage back in 2009, and I really didn't know what to make of the guy. Like, he was just starting VaynerMedia at the time. He was saying a lot of real radical stuff, especially when it came to social media. And when you're in the business that I'm in, as long as I've been in it, you see so many people tout bullshit from the stage that it's just completely false. After a while, it gets hard to tell what's true and what's not true. And I didn't know him. I didn't make what he said not true, but I didn't know if it was true. I really didn't see what he saw, and I didn't know what he was saying was true. It sounded kind of way out there to me. So I've been watching what he's doing. And in 10 years, he's built a $200 million media empire. And I thought, okay, I'm going to go talk to this guy. I want to pick his brain. And they have these things at VaynerMedia called 4D days. So your company has to be at a certain level, and it's like $20,000 to go. And they basically teach you how they built their business, and they help you look at your own digital branding and everything that you're doing. So Steph and I were supposed to go on a Friday, and I had bought this, like I said, in February. So we were supposed to go on Monday. Friday, they contact us and say it's canceled. Gary had something come up. He has to leave town. Either you can reschedule on another date, or we'll refund your money. So we looked at all the other dates, and we have conflicts with every other date they have this year. We wouldn't be able to go till 2020. And I've been waiting to talk to him about things that I'm looking at changing in my business, and I wanted to get his opinion on it. So Steph gets a hold of Nick over there, and she's like, here's the deal. We don't want a refund, but we don't want to wait till 2020 to come either. We have some questions that we've been waiting on. So he's like, let me get back to you. So about 2 hours later, he gets back to us, and he says, okay, you'll meet with the president of Sasha Group, which is their small media company that they work with. You're going to meet with me. I'm Gary's right-hand guy. And you're going to meet with Gary. And we thought, so, like, we're going to give you a refund. And we're like, so on Zoom or what? He's like, no, come to New York. We're like, what? He's like, yeah, no, come to New York, and we'll meet with you Tuesday morning. So I was like, this is kind of weird, right? So anyway, we're like, okay, well, let's go. Let's just see what happens. So we go, and they gave us several hours of time, answered every question that we had, showed us the entirety of how he built the business. And then we sat down with Gary and talked to him about the things that were most important that we needed answered. He answered all of our questions. And I thought to myself, he's the real deal. He practices what he says, right? Because what's most important to him is that every person he comes in contact with says something good about that experience with him. He doesn't get involved in standing on some precedent or I'm not going to do this. If he can do it, he's going to make sure that you walk away with a good experience. And I was really impressed with the idea because, I mean, it would have been easier for everybody to do it over Zoom. But he's like, no, come here. I want you to have the experience. And when we were talking, he was basically saying that the problem is that everybody's trying to get to the sale as fast as they can. And I agree with him. That part I knew. And he was like, you have to start playing a longer game. It's not like I haven't been playing a long game, been doing this for 20 years. But the idea, but basically in general, what he's saying is like, this is the problem that social media has created. Because at one time, it could be very easy to go directly from the customer. One of the reasons for this is that the customer had a limited amount of choice in order to get their needs met. Not so anymore. Not so. So that urgency to necessarily buy from one person isn't necessarily there, unless you're a brand. Because if your company has brand recognition, then they don't think of the widget that you sell. Like you don't think of, like with Coke, like Coca-Cola, you don't go in and order a cola. You say, give me a Coke or give me a Pepsi, right? And like for years, people are like, you have the people that only drink Coke. They won't drink Pepsi. Like Pepsi's taboo. And then you have the Pepsi drinkers. They won't touch Coke, right? And you all have things that you're like that about. Like, no, this is my brand when it comes to something, right? Whether it's makeup or clothes or your car or, you know, only this brand. And you want to create that in your business with you. So that when people think of what you do, they think of the brand that you create, so they come to you. And they don't think of going to anybody else. And one of the ways that we're going to get there is by how you interact with your target audience. So part of the idea is this. Everybody in here needs to make money. I get that. So we're not discounting that. Okay? Make sure you hear me. But you also have to start thinking at the same time right now, what's the long game look like? And that means, and this is exactly what Gary told me, when you're playing this long game, there can be not one hint, not one sniff of I'm going to sell you something right now. Or I'm going to try to get you into my funnel. Or I'm going to try to get you into my program. Or I'm going to try to sell you my legal stuff. Or art. Or it doesn't matter what it is. So while you have to make sales now, you also have to start thinking long term. And that means there can't be any traces of you wanting to sell something to that client base. And the reason is because everybody on the internet is doing that. How many of you get bombarded every day, every time you go on Instagram or Facebook or Google or YouTube or whatever, it's ad after ad after ad after ad after ad, right? And how many of you watch the ads? None of you. None of you. So here's what's important about that. Most of the business world still refuses to believe that that's true. Because they're working with an old model. And the model is that it really comes from television and radio, right? So when we all were kids and you would watch TV, unless you got up to do something, you were forced to sit through the commercial. You didn't have a choice, right? Well, today you have a choice, right? You DVR it and you watch it when it's convenient for you, not when it's on anymore. And when it comes to the commercial, you fast forward through the commercial. Or you get up and go do something else. But nobody sits there like, I can't wait to see this commercial, right? But all of the marketers and the advertisers out there are still acting as if people sit and watch those commercials. Like if you're watching something on YouTube, right? And you know, like every few minutes they have a commercial come up. What person thinks that that person's not going to fast forward through the commercial? You're watching this great speech or something, you know, and here comes a commercial, right? You click skip as soon as the 4 seconds is over. But people are spending millions of dollars on getting their thing there. So it's really fascinating to watch. And so the bad part about this is that it's everywhere. So if you continue that behavior, you're going to continue having the same problem. You wonder why your hard-earned advertising and marketing dollars are not working well. And it's just going to get worse. It's not going to get better. And the other thing is that you're on the edge of this place where the people, so this is like you've heard before, if you get in early, that's an advantage. Right now, if you change, you're in early. If you start playing the long game now, you're in early enough for it to make a difference as far as your brand or your company is thought about. Because everybody, you know, I mean, things happen in waves, right? Everybody jumps on the bandwagon at some period of time, and then it's swamped with everybody trying to do the same thing. But not everybody's trying to do that right now. And what I'm talking about is content. Finding a way to take the expertise of what you do and give it away for free. And that's really hard to think about. But it's literally taking the best that you've got and giving it away. Because the one thing that is very true about the internet is that people are on there looking for answers to things. It's just that there's a bazillion ways to get those answers. And Gary said to me, he's like, is there anything that you teach that can't be found for free on the internet? I'm like, nope. He said, so what is it people are paying for? The experience. The experience. I mean, all the information that basically that there is for free on the internet today. But people are paying for an experience. Like you could go read up how to brand your company. You could read how to post, how to create marketing videos and scripts and everything for all the different social media platforms. You don't need to go to any seminar to actually learn how to do that. But it's different when you go and somebody teaches you. You could go and you could do all your own free legal on the internet. So it doesn't matter what it is that you do. Most of what you do can be sourced on the internet today. But what people are going to pay for is your experience and the experience with you. That's what they're going to pay for. So you have to start giving them that experience way before they ever give you a credit card, if you're going to get a credit card. And you have to be positioned in the right place so that 5 years from now, you're not out of business. Because it doesn't matter what you do. Somebody's going to figure out how to do it faster, smarter, and less expensive than you're doing it. And that's where today it becomes very difficult to turn something that's failing around. Now, what's the problem with this? Well, there's several problems with it from an individual's perspective. One is it requires a lot of mindset shift. And because it's not something that generally pays really quick, you have to really believe in the idea of sticking with it for a long period of time in order to see the results. So just in total transparency, so I wanted to start a podcast, and I just wanted to see what it would do. I didn't want to put any marketing in there, I didn't want to put any sales in there, but I just wanted to teach really great content and see what it would do. Sometime this year, the amount of people coming through the podcast without any marketing or sales overtook our ad spend as far as people signing up for stuff and actually buying. And there's nothing on there that says click and buy this. It took a little over a year to get there, but it worked. And Steph came to me and she's like, I think we're going to stop our Facebook ads because the what we're getting through the podcast has overtaken Facebook. And then everywhere I go, when I'm talking to people, it's amazing the amount of new people that are coming through the podcast. And the reason they're coming through the podcast is because somebody else is telling them about the podcast, not because there's any marketing around. There will be marketing around it, but the marketing around it's going to point to the podcast, not for anything that's for sale. It's like, why would we not send leads to, or why would we not send traffic to something that is great high value in the front with no barrier to entry? So part of this is we have to think about what is this for each of you individually, right? It could be a podcast, it might not be a podcast. It might be video, it might not be video. It might be articles, it might be reaching out. It could be a lot of different things, but part of it has to fit what you do and what your personality is. So we're going to be thinking about how do we play a long game where we're giving quality content to the end consumer so that they want to come to you. They want to do business with you. When you interact with them, another way is direct interaction with them, not asking them to buy anything, but just like in your own feeds, whether it's Instagram or LinkedIn or whatever it is. Somebody's asking a question, give them the answer. Don't be like, here, go to this article, and then when you go there, there's a pop-up to get them into your list. They'll go to your webpage organically. It's funny, like, I will be asked to be a guest on somebody's podcast, and they'll say to me, do you want to give all of your contact info? I'm like, it's not really necessary. People know how to Google. Like, it's not even really necessary anymore. If your name shows up on your page, all they have to do is put your name in there and it pops up. So you don't even need a direct link in most cases, but they're not thinking ahead. Next problem that we have is your own lack mindset. You're fighting two things. One, I need money right now. That's fine. There's not an issue with that. So you have to have a strategy for that. And then at the same time, the strategy is, how do I continue to reach my market in a way where there's no barrier to entry and the content quality or the service quality is good enough that they won't even think about going somewhere else? And understanding at the same time that you have a ton of competition that is trying to do the same thing, but that competition's generally going for the sale first. So think about it like this. Always put yourself in the customer, because you're all consumers, right? What do you pay attention to the most? If you're having a problem that would require you to go to you or somebody like you for a solution, if you start looking it up on the internet, you start finding really good stuff that starts answering your question and you're not paying for it, you're probably automatically going to go look for what more this person has or that company has. You're going to go check out their website. You're going to look at their accounts on whatever social platform is most relevant to you and to them. If you think about, how many of you here use Instagram? Does everybody use Instagram? When you follow somebody on Instagram, why do you follow them? You're interested in them. They're not asking you to follow them on Instagram. You're interested in something that they're posting on a regular basis. So you're doing it out of your own self-interest. And if you like what continues to come out, you stay following them. If you don't, you remove them. But if you were following somebody because they were putting out great information and all of a sudden those ads changed like that and they were asking you to buy, you'd probably stop following them in a day. And it's like when times get lean, everybody doubles down on the ask, not the give. There's a lot of talk right now that we're probably headed to a recession. And you can always tell when we're headed to a recession by people talking about heading to a recession. Because once they start talking about it in mass, then you've got fear out there, and then that's generally what causes a recession because people stop buying. If you're smart, you'll make more money in a recession than you will when things are good. And recessions are pretty good, like every 10 years or so, because what it does is it takes all the bottom feeders and it just wipes them out. They can't sustain. They're just all they're doing is coming from fear, and they end up going out of business. So in order to start walking down this road, the first thing that we have to think about is, why are we doing what we do? What is our long-term vision, your individual long-term vision for what you want to do? And then if you had to think to yourself, like, how would I want to be remembered by every person that does business with me? Like, ultimately in my mind, how would I like to be remembered? And what is the real value of the product or service that you sell? Because it's not just the monetary value of the exchange. It's not just the satisfaction of that one thing or the problem that it fixes. You have to understand the long-term value of what you sell. Because if you don't understand the long-term value, how are you going to give quality content away for free? You have to know what the people are looking for. What is it that they really want? Yeah, maybe they want a solution to something, but really, is the long-term value of that peace of mind? Are you freeing them up from something for the rest of their life? Is it helping them accomplish something? Are you solving a major legal issue for them that could be catastrophic? What is it? And I want you to write down why you're in business. Why do you do what you do? Why is it important to you? What's important is that you really get to the core why of what it is that you're doing. If it's the wrong why, we'll have to change it, because if it's coming from a place of just total self-interest, you have to understand subconsciously you'll communicate that. And that's part of what we want to remove if you're communicating that at all. Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.